launching an organic skincare line for men. It's part two of my conversation with Batch 21 this week on Make It Right.
One of my key takeaways from this experience is patience and just keep at it. If you set your goals and make sure they're achievable goals, not pie in the sky goals, and you hit those goals and consistently, you'll build a business. Make sure that you understand the market, you understand where you sit, you understand your competition. Because if you don't understand that, it goes back to the whole marketing thing. You know, because it comes down to once you hit shelf, you have to perform.
What about you, Chet?
We spent a lot of time developing the product itself from a scientific viewpoint, and I thought that was going to be the hard part, the challenge. Was creating the product itself, because you do have one shot, right, to impress a customer and everything, and it's got to perform when people actually do use it and so forth. But it turns out, in my opinion now that I've done this, that Chris has a harder job than I do. The product kind of, the science of it, it happens, it does, we make it, but the marketing of it is way harder. So my advice to any chemist out there or scientist in general trying to do this is to partner with somebody who's got that expertise in that marketing sales regime in that realm, and you know, go for it with them in a true partnership.
Chet Boxley and Chris Rebsamen of Batch 21 will be my guests this week on Make It Right.